dying. His son is at the point of death. We could probably investigate why the Bible calls him a nobleman based upon maybe his position or his possessions, but I think it's not really relevant to the story this morning, except here's a dad whose son is going to die, and he hears that Jesus is close enough by that he can go find Jesus. And is there any man in this house that would not leave everything behind, go find Jesus for your dying son, and believe for a miracle for your house? I believe most of us would try to find where Jesus is. But the Bible said that he heard that Jesus was by, or that it is faith. It is faith refusing to let his son die. That it is faith refusing to let things continue as they are. It is faith refusing to believe the negative. It is faith refusing to settle for a burial for his son. Sometimes when you hear about Jesus, you've just got to begin to refuse the negative things in your life, the things that the devil says inevitable that are going to happen anyway. Sometimes faith has to rise up in your heart and says that if I can get to Jesus, I believe he can turn things around in my life. I'd like to hear that Jesus is in the midst this morning, wouldn't you? Amen. The Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the... When I read the word of God, I still believe Jesus is able to turn things around, don't you? Is there anybody here today that believe Jesus cannot heal cancer? I still believe he can heal cancer, don't you? Amen. How many believe Jesus can turn your job situation around? I do, don't you? Do you believe Jesus can still bring the prodigal back home? Amen. I do this morning. I've got faith to believe that all things are possible to him that believeth. But I really felt this morning that you and I've got to have faith to refuse the things that are trying to come to pass and begin to believe things for what can be. Amen. I'm refusing for the negative things and believing for the good things of God. Amen. That's what Elijah said after the fire of God fell from heaven. Amen. In faith in his heart, what did he say? Amen. The word of the Lord said, he said, Ahab, I know it's not rained for 3 years, but I hear something. Amen. I hear something this morning. Amen. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, you just got to be careful who you hang around. You got to be careful what you hear. You got to be careful what you listen to. If you get around somebody that's negative, if you get around somebody that won't believe for the impossible, if you get around somebody that says that that's just the way that it's got to be, it's hard to believe for the impossible. But if you can get around somebody that says, I know God's still able, I know God can turn it around, amen, I know God still heals, I know God's still delivers. Brother and sister, I'm telling you something in your heart. Faith begins to rise up and says, I don't have to let my boy die. I don't have to let my son die. Jesus is close by. I think I'm going to make a trip and get a hold of Jesus. I'm wondering what would happen if some of us this morning would look some of our darkest situations in the face and say, I'm believing for greater things. I'm believing for a salvation miracle. I'm believing God to begin to heal this. I'm believing for God to completely heal Sister Grace Spikes back there. She's here today, not because she feels like it, but she's here to get a hold of Jesus. She's got to have a miracle in her life. And I'm glad Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. I refuse to believe. I refuse to accept it. I refuse to believe. That's God's will. God's will said he can heal. God's will said he can deliver. God's will said he would bless if we'll begin to make the journey. Faith causes you to leave your house when your boy is dying and says, I got to go find Jesus. Just like Tuesday night of this past week when a gentleman stepped to the altar, Brother D.W., the bus driver for that youth group, who has not been able to lift his arm above his head. But we began to pray after a mighty move in the altar service. And he was believing God. He was crying. He was trying to get a hold of God. Amen. And as the seconds began to roll by, amen, he got his arm right here. Amen. Then he got his arm above his head. And before long, he was waving it before the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, God is still able. Amen. I know the world lets us hear a lot of things, and there's a lot of bad news and bad reports, and if you listen to all that, amen, you'll just crawl up under a juniper tree with Elijah and wish you were dead. But when I get to thinking that the Son of God is still on the move, when I think about the God I serve, amen, I believe he heard. I said he heard, and so he began to make a journey. He went to Jesus. I'd love somehow today for you to come out of that dark day. I'd love for you to step out and say, excuse me, I've got to get to Jesus. Excuse me, I've been accepting things that I should not accept. I refuse to believe it. Face refusal. I just refuse it. I'm going to begin to believe for greater things of God. The Bible said he besought him. He began to beg and plead with Jesus. That it is faith responding. Jesus, you're here. I need you to come down. I need you to come down. I think it's relevant that he continued his search until he found Jesus. How many services would be different if not only we would continue and start our search, but if we would stay on the search until we find Jesus? Well, it's a Sunday morning and I didn't feel anything this morning, but I'm wondering if we would continue our search until we find Jesus. Well, it's a Sunday night service and kind of slow tonight, but I'm wondering what would happen if somebody would continue their search until they find Jesus. Amen. He come face to face with Jesus and said, come down. I've got to have a miracle. My boy is dying. But Jesus, I've heard what you've done in the past. Now, the Bible said that he is a nobleman. It tells us nothing about his faith. I really don't know the spirituality of this man except the fact that he knew Jesus had been in Cana of Galilee before. You remember that story, don't you? Where he made the water wine. It's in this text when the nobleman is going to Jesus. It's Cana of Galilee, and it rehearses the fact where Jesus had turned water into wine. Here's what I think is going through the nobleman's mind. If he can do that, if he can turn water into wine, if he can do that, I know he can do this. That's the way I feel about God today. I've seen him work many times. I've seen him heal. I've seen him resurrect. I've seen him deliver and save. And my faith this morning is this: if he can do that, if he's done it before, he can do it again. If he did that for them, what could he do for you today? Why don't somebody say, I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to lay hold. I'm beseeching you, Lord. I'm pleading with you, God. I don't know what comes to your mind when you think about the word pleading and begging, but he's beseeching him. He's begging him. He's pleading with him. Lord, you have got to come down. You have got to come to my house. But notice what Jesus says. He said, except ye see signs and wonders, you're not going to believe. What was this man trying to do? He thought literally that he had to come to Jesus take Jesus by the hand and take him to his sick boy that was laying down and about dead. And so he said, Jesus had to physically lay his hand on him. But this man is going to get a lesson today that he did not have to physically bring Jesus to let Jesus lay his hand upon that child. Jesus said, you're trying to limit me. You're trying to say that I've got to go there, but I can send my word. I don't even have to go there. Oh God, this morning, I wish we'd let our faith soar to heaven. Amen. We think we know how God has to do it and wants to do it, but this morning, he's able to do that which I've never seen before. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I'm able to ask or think. I say, do it again, God. I don't want to limit you. I don't want to put you in a box. But God, you're all powerful. You're all knowing. And I love what happens. This man comes to Jesus and he turns around and he's going back home, but he doesn't have Jesus. We would think it's a failure. Sometimes we don't see what God is doing. The whole point that he made the journey was to get Jesus to come home with him. And here he's going home and he doesn't have Jesus. But what does he have? He's got a word. I've got a word. I don't have the Son of God beside me, but I've got his word in my heart. The man turned around and he stopped praying. That's good enough for me. Jesus sent the word and that man said, that's good enough for me. He believed it and he started heading home, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Amen. Oh yeah, friend. Sometimes there won't be lightning bolts. Sometimes nobody will be patting you on the back, shaking you, all that, sometimes in the stillness of the moment. But if you can get a word, if you can hear the Spirit of God, if God can speak and say, that child's coming home, that prodigal's coming home, if you can get a word from the Lord, it's going to be all right. If you can get a word, I'm going to take care, I'm going to work it out, trust me completely. You can leave the house of God with a word from the Lord. Faith resting. He didn't worry about it anymore. Something's wrong if we're always wrestling over the same issue. If we never get that word, if we never get that promise from God, if we never hear that still, small voice reassure us, I've got it in control. I'm going to work it out. You're still my child. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Greater is he that is in you. Amen. Something is wrong if when we're done and we're headed back to the house, we don't have a word from the Lord. Amen. We don't have some rest and some peace in our heart, and we're still worried and we're perplexed and we're looking for the prescription bottle, saying my nerves are shot, I'm worried to death, I can't sleep. Amen. Jesus did not die on the cross that you and I would be a nervous wreck, worried and full of anxiety. I'm telling you, when you come into the presence of the Lord, he can give you a word and you can leave standing on the promises of God. Oh, I know you know the end of the story when his servants meet him. But notice your Bible says that it was the same hour. It's not coincidental. At the same time, he's believing here. God is working there. at the same time you're believing on a Sunday morning, God may be working on your job. While you're believing on a Sunday morning, God may be softening your prodigal son. While you're believing on a Sunday morning, God can be working in another nation around this world. Oh God, this morning, hallelujah to the Lord Jesus Christ that we serve, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Somebody needs to get a word this morning. When you get a word, you can stand on it. Nobody can talk you out of it. Nobody can knock you off of it. It began to amend. Began to turn around. Didn't say just heal him, amend. He was sick. Laying down. Almost dead. But when he began to believe over there, something began to happen. He didn't just jump right up, go run out playing. But about the seventh hour, he began to amend. Hear me this morning. This is what I felt dispatched to tell you this morning. Amen. You might be looking for that boy just to jump up and get back on a bicycle and be running up and down the dirt path. But I'm telling you, God can amend things. Amen. There's just that small, slight improvement. Amen. It's not over yet. But it's getting better. He's not completely whole, but he's not dying either. I said he's coming up. He's getting better. It's not over yet. I'm not out of it yet. He hasn't brought me through. I'm weeping the night away. But whoa, I may weep the night away, but joy is coming in the morning when the sun shines and this night is over. I'm still going to be dancing. I'm still going to be shouting. I'm still going to be saved. I'm still going to be washed in the blood. I don't need for a complete restoration. I just need to see there's some amending going. I just need to see he's turning it around. He's beginning to turn it around. But are you willing to refuse to accept things as they are? Are you willing to refuse it? Let's say, I've got faith. God can turn this thing around. Are you willing to make a journey to Jesus? I don't know how far he went, and I don't know how long he stayed, but it was probably well over a day's journey. And Jesus was on the move. So I don't know, maybe he went to this house and said, can you tell me where Jesus is? Well, he went on down that way and he began to follow. That's the way it was, friend. Amen. He didn't pick up a telephone and dial 1-800, where's Jesus? Amen. He had to find him. Amen. He was on a path. I've got to find Jesus. My boy's going to die. I got to find him. Amen. Faith caused him to take steps that he had never taken before. Faith caused him to leave his boy alone. Wondering, will I ever see him alive again? But I've got to risk it. I've got to take a chance. I've got to find Jesus. And faith caused him to rest and say, I'm on my way home. But I got a word. I said, I got a word that Jesus, he's not limited. That Jesus, he's all powerful. I would to God this morning. Amen. Maybe there's a handful. You're up against it. Your prayers are a brick wall. You can't get them any higher than the ceiling, but something will cause you. I'm going to pray again. I'm going to take some steps. I'm going to believe God again. I'm going to shake myself. The devil's got me bound, but I'm going to believe Jesus one more time. How many this morning? So, Brother Austin, that's me. That's me. The devil's tried to get me so full of doubt. And I'm just hearing negative things. I'm hearing bad reports. But I can't hear that abundance of rain. Something's changing in the distance. That's why Elijah sent his prophet back. Do you see anything? Not yet. Do you see anything? Not yet. Do you see anything? Not yet. But I hear it. I said, I hear it. I hear it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't feel the rain yet, but I do see a cloud up there the size of a man's hand. I don't see it raining yet, but it's turning around. It's beginning to amend. I'm telling you this morning, God wants to tell somebody, get you up. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. God's going to turn it around. It may not rain today, but if I can see a cloud, if I can see a cloud, I know he's turning it around. I know God is going to deliver me. Why don't somebody stand to their feet now? Begin to let faith cause you to reach out and believe hold of the things of God. Hallelujah. I said Jesus is in the midst of his church. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going back home without Jesus, but I got a word from the Lord. I'm going back to see my boy, and I got a word. I said, I got a word. That's all you need this morning. You've got a promise of God. He's going to turn it around. He's going to bring them back home. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed, say, Brother Ralston, that's me, and I'm believing for God this morning to turn it around. Amen. Let me see you lift your hand toward heaven this morning. You're saying faith is causing you to refuse to accept things as they are. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'd say, I don't even need to see a rain today, but I'd just like to hear the sound of abundance of rain. I don't need to be in a downpour today. I just need to see a little cloud in the sky that God's turning things around. Amen. You lifted your hand toward heaven. Amen. This altar's open. Come on. Amen. Let's go to Jesus. Amen. Let's beseech Jesus this morning. Amen. Come on down. Come down, Jesus. I need your word. I need your